I veto it, then y'all can be half a billion over. Then HEW at $600-700 million.
But
and
if
I
you
do that.
The farm bill, we're already in trouble with agriculture. You can't afford, I think, to veto the farm bill.
I think I got to veto them all. Just everything that's over the budget. Just saying, I made a just allowance here. I just, damn if I'm going to bring on inflation. I can't control it, George.
Well, are you as disturbed?
I am just scared to death. It's up nearly 4% last month.
Yeah.
And you just can't stand it. Just can't stand it. They estimate now that it's going to be 14 billion a quarter. That's 64 billion. That's added to our gross national product. That's going up 4 or 5 billion more than we expected. And things are just running through, and the steel increase and all that kind of stuff.
You're in a better position to judge it, of course, than anybody. Certainly better than I am. And if this thing is serious, and you know, you're feeling it, and many people seem to feel it, it's just a shame that we're not doing more about it.
I am not sending a bill up there on taxes until I can see how much I need. I have no idea how much I need, and I look like an idiot. Say, give me taxes, it'll give me $20 billion. They say, how are you going to use it? And I say, I don't know. And I can't know until you all act on your appropriations. And I've only got two. So that is the answer. Now then they say, well, you got to have Vietnam. I know I'm going to need $5 to $15 billion on Vietnam. But I don't know how much. I don't know how many planes are going to knock down. And I know I've got enough to run middle March. So the big question then is, why do I want to tie all of my congressmen, Democrats and Republicans, and put them on a spot and say to them that you've got to vote a tax bill? And they say, well, what are you going to do with it? How much Vietnam? I say, I don't know. And they say, well, you don't know, why in the hell don't you find out before you send us a message? That's what they'd say. But now they're all saying, well, why don't you send the bill up? You're going to have inflation. All the banks, the interest rates just going through. I can't do a damn thing on what a banker in Lubbock charges or a banker in New York either, and they know it. But they get up and say, Johnson, high interest. Now, what's causing it is all this demand. You're creating a hell of a lot of it with your purchases. You're getting more IBM machines and more trucks and more Jeeps and more tractors. Then you got this investment credit and everybody's going out and buying everything new. That we estimated that the new capital plant expenditures this year for new plant investment would be $48 billion. That's normal. That goddamn thing's up to 61. So they're going to get $13 billion more. So they have to go borrow it. And everybody's there. Johnny Meekum from Houston, he says, I'll pay 7.5% or 8%. The manager from Lubbock City, he says, I'll pay 4.5%. And they're all competing for a limited number of dollars. And interest keeps going up. They say, Johnson, why don't you stop it? Well, hell, I can't stop it. The only way I can stop it is stop this demand. And I can't stop this demand if we appropriate more of everything. Now, they come in and say, cut foreign aid. I think it's the worst cut they make.
Of course, this is going to be a toughie if to try to keep foreign aid from being completely emasculated.
I cut it $1 billion. Kennedy asked for 4.5, and I asked for 3.5. That's the difference between us. And I got within $100 million of it 1 year and $200 million next year. But now they've cut it $500 million, and that just wrecks us. So next year I got to pad my damn figures because they make me be dishonest.
I think that we're just going to have all manner of trouble on foreign aid because everybody's worried about this, that, and the other, so it's not going to cost any votes at home on foreign aid. So that's one of the problems, and I'm going to help all I can, but it's not going to be easy. I can't do as well as I did last year and the year before. Well, I will redouble my efforts.
But you see, George, we're way down from what they've done. We've got a foreign aid program of $3.5 billion, and Kennedy had one of $4.5 billion.
Right.
I've cut $1 billion right here in the executive department, and that's all that Passman is trying to cut. I mean, I consulted you, and I consulted Ken, and I consulted Benson, I consulted Russell. They all said, you squeeze it out yourself.
Yeah.
That's what I did. Now then they come along, and they're getting to me more.
Yeah,
but that is the real dangerous one, the foreign aid one. If I don't have any money to help with these things. But anyway, I think that we just got to take a look at this, and I think you ought to tell them if we have to veto these things. I got to say, I'm for the farmer. I'm willing to do as much farm as anybody, but I'm not going to go over the budget for the farmer, for the housewife, anybody else.
Well, as you know, we're making a pretty bad flop of this Congress. We ought to have had bills after bills up there already within the framework of the budget. And I've really had my problems. The authorization has gotten where it's almost impossible now. They're fooling around just like elementary education. Still don't have that. And yet it's August the 22nd. So we're looking bad. In my opinion, Congress is looking bad. Anything that hurts Congress hurts you. What hurts you hurts us. What did I say?
What's happening to Rooney? Is he ever going to get his bill out?
Oh, it's disgusting. I'm talking to him every 3 or 4 days. He is the most prima donna-ish man I've ever seen. I've tried to get him to somebody else to his hearing. He keeps saying, oh, just a few more days, and it's bad. It's real bad.
What does he say?
He just says, well, he doesn't want anybody to touch it. I'll be all right now in a few days, and I'll run to it in a hurry and all that, but it's real bad. It's real bad. Now, McCormick, I asked McCormick to talk to him, and I think he did. But Rooney is one of the most difficult fellows, but you can bear this in mind. He will not be above the budget, as you know. So you don't have to worry about that bill from the standpoint of the budget. But it looks bad for us to fool around so long, even though John has been sick. But John's a good guy, and that's another reason why I just hate to kick him in the teeth. He ought to have made the deal for him, but he hasn't.
Why didn't he want to hold Hank sick?
Sick? You know, he had that lung operation, had a little taken out of his lung. And he looks well, but he says he just doesn't have the strength. I said, well, let somebody else conduct the hearing. You can sit in part of the time. That's the way, of course, I would do it. You would do it. But he won't do that. He's got to be the whole show. He is acceptable. Nobody else mounts the turn on it. This is the situation in front of you. But I will...
What do you hear about Wagner Carr?
Well, I hear Wagner Carr's in trouble. I hear he's, you know, they refer to him as a colorless candidate in the administration. But it just seems almost unbelievable that Texas would elect Tower under all the circumstances, in view of what's happened to Texas. The governor and everybody for him, and all the delegation people generally. But there's just a lot of people. Charlie Guy wrote an editorial that's nip and tuck. That's what may happen, and I think that's true. I don't think it should be, but it appears to be. So he, this supplement of his cost $750,000 in all the papers, the most of the big papers, showing he is responsible for everything good that's been in Vietnam. He's been over there several times. He's the leader of everything good. He doesn't claim that he's a Republican in his brochure. So I don't know. He's very dangerous. And of course, I would think that Yarbrough and company would be glad if Tower were reelected.
Looks that way.
This is the problem. This is the real problem. The liberals, I think, are going to want Yarbrough to retain complete democratic control of Texas in the Senate. This is not good for the president. Not good for the country. That's our problem. What do you think?
I think same thing you said. Well, George, I don't want to... Don't say that I called you, but let's think about it, and if you think I ought to, I'll call you and Dick and any of you that you think, any chairman down here, before we start vetoing.
Okay. I won't tell anybody that you called, but I will put on an extra plan.
I wish you would.
Okay.